94.5.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads out of the snow and into the jungle as the Hastings High Tigers get set to take on Class A Kearney.
And now Christian Ellsworth is going to inbound the ball here for Northwest. They get it to the 10-second line. Grabbing the ball there is McNeilis. He drives the ball down the lane to the basket. He goes. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is loose. And that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one.
The weather might be ferocious outside, but inside the gym, the fans are getting ready to roar. It's the Hastings High Tigers, the Kearney Bearcats, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5. We'll start things off with the New Tech Seed pregame show. We take you courtside. For the call on tonight's game, here's Mike Will.
Again, welcome back here to the jungle at Hastings High. It's the boys' game coming up next here on the Breeze after Kearney wins the girls' ball game just a few minutes ago. Kearney High boys, they come in with a mark of 6 wins and 11 losses on the season. Kearney is coming off of a couple of wins, though, last week as they knocked off Grand Island 44-43, and they beat Omaha Northwest by the score of 68-56. In fact, this Kearney team has won 5 out of their last 6 ball games here. Their only loss during this little stretch was a road loss to Omaha Creighton Prep 74-72. Hastings coming in, a record of 6 wins and 9 losses on the season. The Tigers lost last week to Beatrice 62-28. Last Tuesday night, played pretty well in knocking off Adams Central by a score of 44-39. So it's been an up and down season for head coach Lance Creech here at Hastings High, 6-9 on the season. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. The New Tech Seeds pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. So we're sneaking closer to game time here tonight. Hastings and Kearney and boys high school basketball. We've got Scott Steinbrook standing by, the head coach for Kearney. And also Lance Creech, the head man for Hastings High. We'll hear from the coaches as the New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
And welcome back to the Breeze 94.5 high school basketball coverage continuing here as we get set for the boys' side of things between the Hastings High Tigers and the Kearney Bearcats. Joining us on the program now, we have the head man for Class A Kearney Bearcats, Scott Steinbrook, on the line with us. Coach, appreciate the time.
Yep, absolutely. Pleasure to be on.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Bearcats here as we get set for tonight's contest, a Bearcat club that's playing pretty good basketball as of late, winners of 5 of your last 6. Talk about maybe what's changed out there for your team.
Well, there's no big secret that we struggled to win games during first semester. Our schedule was awfully darn tough to start the year off, and we've just kept preaching to the kids to stick with the process and continue to focus on improvement. And after we came back from the GNAC tournament in Scottsbluff, where we picked up our first win, we've just gradually started to play better basketball. We're shooting the ball better. We're getting more consistent post play. And that's translated into some wins. And it's actually translated into some wins over some pretty good teams. And we feel like we're playing well as the season hits that home stretch in February, which I think any coach will tell you that's the goal, to be playing your best basketball as the season winds down. And we feel like we're doing that right now.
Talking about playing your best basketball, Coach, what does Kearney look like offensively when they are playing at their best?
Well, there's no big secret. We have some good shooters, and those shooters, when they take good shots and they get open looks, they're very capable of knocking down the 3-point shot. And as one of the big keys has been the last few weeks, is our post play has been getting more consistent, where Brian Arp, Brady Johnson, Austin Mishu, some of those guys that are our fours and our fives, are scoring some points in the paint and forcing defenses to maybe collapse a little bit more, which means those jump shots are a little bit more open for our shooters. And we also feel like in transition, our point guard is pretty special, Damian Austin. He's a 3-year starter, probably one of the better players, in Class A and maybe even in the entire state. So we feel like, he does a pretty good job of forcing tempo and getting us out of transition. So kind of starts with our transition and goes from there.
Coach, scouting tonight's game maybe a little bit. Once again, a road contest for the Kearney Bearcats as they get set to take on the Hastings High Tigers. What have you seen so far from Hastings, from everything that we've seen so far from them? Looks like a much improved ball club from where they were a year ago.
Well, yeah, they definitely have some good things going. And the thing is, they're doing it with some pretty young kids right now. You know, they have some seniors sprinkled in there, but, you know, I look at a freshman and a sophomore, you know, combining, you know, in their backcourt that, you know, the Karloff kid is probably shooting it as well as anybody in the area right now. So, you know, they're a young team that keeps getting better, a lot like us. You know, they're playing pretty good basketball right now. Obviously, I know just like our rivalry game versus Grand Island, they had a big win over Adams Central, you know, a week or so ago. So on their home court, we expect a tough game. And, you know, as long as we can kind of get out on their shooters and shoot the ball well ourselves, you know, hopefully we'll put ourselves in a chance to have some success.
In terms of just continuing with the momentum that your team has had here in the second semester, talk about how important tonight's matchup is.
Well, you know, it's our biggest game because it's our next game. You know, it doesn't matter where it falls on the schedule, who it's against, what class they're in. You know, our kids understand that every night out, whether you're playing a Class A team from Omaha or you're playing a Class A or B team from Central Nebraska, we walk a very fine line. We don't have a very large margin for error. We're not blessed with a lot of explosive athletes. We're not blessed with a lot of real big guys. You know, we're a pretty average-looking team. Some people even like to say we don't necessarily pass the eyeball test, but our kids compete really hard, and they're really smart, and they're really unselfish. That said, we have to do a lot of things right. We have to do a lot of things right rebounding. We have to do a lot of things right defensively. We have to take good shots. We can't turn the ball over. So as long as we keep doing those things, it doesn't matter if we're playing Omaha Northwest, Bellevue West, Grand Island, Hastings, whoever. You know, we feel like if you do the things the right way, you're going to give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter to hopefully pick up a win. And that's the message we've been selling our kids from day one. And to their credit, they've bought in. They're doing a great job, and they keep competing hard.
Coach Scott Steinbrook once again joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get closer to tip-off here on the boys' side of things. Coach, as you're in the locker room here leading up to tip-off, what's the one thing you're going to tell your boys before they take the floor?
We always have to rebound. You know, Hastings, you know, is a similar size team to us. You know, they have maybe a couple post players that are a couple inches taller than us, but our success defensively and offensively, it all comes back to can we get defensive rebounds. That means we're protecting the hoop, we're forcing teams to take tough shots, we're rebounding the ball, but then it starts our transition game. When we're getting out in transition, that's when we feel like we're at our best offensively. But again, it all starts with rebounding the basketball on the defensive end.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jack C's pregame shows. We get you sent for the boys' game here today between Hastings and Kearney. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach sitting at 6-9 in the season last week. Maybe a high with a win over Adams Central, and then a low when you faced Beatrice a couple of nights later.
It really was. You know, I thought Tuesday, I thought our kids really did a good job of, you know, overcoming some adversity late in the game, hit a couple big shots to kind of get us going, and really played, you know, about as good as we've played all year. You know, maybe not as good as we can play, but I thought, you know, our kids did a real good job of playing in a huge environment and all those kinds of things with a big rivalry. And then about as quickly as we were patting ourselves on the back, we were kind of, you know, dragging our own tails behind us about 48 hours later, because Beatrice really came in here and just kind of dominated us from the tip to the buzzer.
What happened against Beatrice?
Well, it was just a culmination of things. You know, we didn't do a very good job of our, I thought our shot selection was a little bit sketchy. For the first time really all year, I just didn't think we took great shots. I thought their defensive pressure really got to us and took a lot of our dribble drive actions away. I didn't think we pushed the ball very well in transition. And then defensively, you know, they got about anything they wanted. They're a very physical team, and you could see pretty much to a man that they probably had us by about 10 or 15 pounds at every spot. And they, you know, they were coming off their first loss of the year to Omaha Scott and really played well and really played with a purpose. And I think, you know, when you have two teams that were kind of heading in opposite directions in a 32-minute basketball game, it doesn't take long for there to be quite a separation, and that's exactly what we got.
Yes, Mia had a little hangover after coming off of your so-called Super Bowl of the season against the AC, huh?
Yeah, it was, you know, and I thought as fun as that was and as emotional as that was, as soon as the buzzer sounded, that was the first thing that crossed my mind is how can we get these guys refocused? You know, we didn't have nearly the amount of energy on Thursday against Beatrice in the gym or in our locker room as we did on Tuesday, you know. But, you know, at times when you're still trying to build a culture and do some of those things, some of these kids have never been through that experience and really don't understand the focus that you have to have, not only in a game setting, but, you know, we're still a little bit peaked and valley in our focus in a practice setting sometimes, you know, where we'll come out really well and then we'll kind of fizzle towards the end of practice, or we start really well we start slow and end well. So, you know, I think we're still a team that has yet to kind of really find ourselves. I think we're relying on some young kids. That quite honestly, we told them, you know, you're not freshmen and sophomores anymore. You know, you've got to play basketball and not worry about how many initials are behind your name in the program, because you're all basketball players and everybody's going to be playing with young kids at some point during the season. So we've got a lot of things we still have to overcome in regard to just probably more our mental approach and focus to most games.
And a lot of that is because the youth on the basketball team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, but, you know, you hate to make excuses for your kids. You know, I told my wife at one point, you know, Vinny Schmidt was playing against Barr Junior High a year ago at this time. So to go from that to the number three team in the state in Class B is quite a jump. But, you know, you kind of know that going in. You know what you sign up for, and you've just got to be ready to play.
You take a jump up and play a Class A opponent tonight in Kearney. This team might not have a flashy record, but I understand a pretty good basketball team.
They really are. You know, this is a team that started 1-10. I think they're 6-11 now. They're coming off two wins this last weekend. One at Grand Island was a very emotional win for them, and then saw them play Saturday night against Omaha Northwest, who's about as athletic as a team as you'll find, and really kind of stuck it to them. And they're just very disciplined in what they do. They're pretty rigid offensively, and I mean rigid as far as they're not going to take bad shots. They're not going to put themselves in a situation where negative plays are going to affect them. I think they're a little bit older, savvy group. They've probably got as fast as a ball carrier as I've seen maybe since even my early days at Hastings College when Crady Doit played for us, you know, at the college. And this Damian Austin is fast. I mean, there's not one person that we have, probably not two people that we have that can keep him in front if we were to pick him up full court. So we've got to contain him. We've got to make him shoot perimeter jump shots rather than get other people involved once he gets himself in the paint. And, you know, they're not a very big physically as far as tall or height would be a concern, but their post players are great offensive tackles. You know, I mean, they're about 6'3", 260, and just take up a load of space on the inside. And if they get deep touches in the paint, it's really hard to guard them regardless how tall you are. So there's a lot of things that we're going to have to be really disciplined about on the defensive end just to try and keep the ball on the three-point line or further. But right now I think they're doing a really good job, too, shooting the basketball from that range. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us, and you know, people shouldn't judge Kearney by their record because they, you know, they go to prep a week ago and lose by two. So they're a team that can really come out and compete with about anybody.
That's Hastings head coach Lance Creech as we get sent for basketball action here tonight at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High and Kearney in boys high school basketball. Tigers going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange tonight. Kearney in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in, I think it's purple. The numbers are purple here tonight. So Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our left, and the ball is in the air. Kearney controls the opening tip. Barragans are 6-11 on the season. Hastings High 6-11 as they square off here at the Tiger Gym. Hastings will play an aggressive man-to-man defense here. as Erickson has got the ball down low to Arp. His shot is up there and in. Brian Arp scores for Kearney. This ball game is underway. The Bearcats grab the early 2-0 lead over Hastings High. Brian Arp is going to be a load for the Tigers to handle. 6'3", a stocky kid, a junior here for the Bearcats. Hastings High comes back with the ball, trailing by a score of 2-0. Johnson on the baseline. His pass goes over the right side to Bilal, back out of the wing. That's Reimer with the ball. They work it back around to Vinny Schmidt. Three-pointers off of the mark, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Bilal has got the rebound. Back outside to Johnson. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kearney. Dustin Austin, a long pass down the floor, and the shot is up and in. A driving layup there and scoring the field goal there was Peyton Pocock there for Kearney. It's now a 4-0 ball game. Kearney out on top of Hastings early in this contest. Just underway here at the Tiger Gym. There's Morgan Karloff. He drives the baseline and shot up there and in. Morgan Karloff, a short little baseline jumper off of the left side. 4-2 is the score now. 6:47 to play here in quarter number one from the Tiger Gym. Deep in the left corner, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Arp. His shot is up there and in. Brian Arp scores there for Kearney. That's his second field goal. So bam, just like that, 6-2. Kearney is out on top. Here comes Hastings High back with the ball. Vinny Schmidt has got it as he comes over here to Sam Reimer. Now to Johnson here on the near side. Cross-court pass goes to Schmidt. Deep in the corner on the right side. Picked up out there by Austin of Kearney. Out on the corner is going to be Karloff. He dribbles behind his screen from Schmidt. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Now to Sam Reimer. Moves it over here on the wing. That's going to be Tanner Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes out to Vinny Schmidt. Now on the wing, Morgan Karloff. Dribbles to the free throw line. Comes over to Schmidt. Left side of the lane. Ball poked away. It's going to be recovered here by Kearney. The ball poked away by the Bearcats as they come back the other way. There's a pass underneath the hole. Hastings High will guard him. That's it. Johnson out on top of him. Here's Pocock with the ball. Moves it over to Austin. Austin lobs the ball inside. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. A shot taken by Erickson. And the rebound here comes down to Hastings High. Johnson has got the ball. It's 6-2. Kearney has got the lead. Just underway. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in quarter number one from the Tiger Gym. Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Picked up by Damian Austin of Kearney. Austin is their leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game. Hastings with the ball at their offensive end. Morgan Karloff has got it on the dribble. Comes over here to Vinny Schmidt. Free throw line extended left side. He drives the ball against Austin. Takes it down to the baseline. Can't come up with a shot. Now he throws the ball away. A turnover coming back the other way is Pocock as he drives it to the hole. His shot is no good, but he's fouled in the play. Tigers have turned the ball over three times already here in the first quarter of play. So going to the free throw line will be Peyton Pocock for Kearney. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Sam Reimer. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Tigers here in the first quarter. Pocock to the free throw line. Oh, the Bearcats, his shot is up there, it's good. Pocock is 77% foul shooter coming in here. He was 7 out of 9, averaging 4.8 points per ball game, and the Tigers have fallen behind early to Class A opponent Kearney High tonight. 7-2 is the score. Pocock's next shot is up there, it's good. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kearney has built a 6-point lead earlier in the ball game in the first 2 minutes and 45 seconds here. Hastings High back with the ball, coming back the other way. Vinny Schmidt has got it. He's just a freshman. Schmidt working against Damian Austin, brings it into the offensive zone. Schmidt comes now to Sam Reimer on the far sideline. Sam Reimer dribbling the ball. Reimer brings it back to the top of the key on the dribbling and throws the ball into the second row of the bleachers. Got the near sideline completely over the head of everybody, over the Kearney bench and everything. The fourth turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. Kearney has yet to commit a turnover. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-2. Here at the Jungle at Hastings High tonight. One of the very few high school basketball games being played tonight. Arp's shot is up there and in. They just lob the ball into Brian Arp, and he scores off of the window. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points already. 10-2 the score. Johnson at the other end. His shot no good. Rebound Bilal, and Elena's shot is up and in. Addison Bilal getting the offensive board on the putback. He sticks it back through the hole. 10-4 is the score. Here's Austin driving back the other way. His shot no good. Drives it down the lane. Now to Pocock from the top of the key. His shot is up and in. Peyton Pocock throws up a 3-ball, and Lance wants to call a timeout as the Tigers have fallen behind here in the first quarter by 9 points. And we're not yet halfway through the opening quarter. 4:16 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 13, Hastings 4.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here tonight. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings 13-4. Now the Bearcats attacking here in backcourt. Vinny Schmidt gets them all the way to Reimer into the offensive zone. Johnson has got it. So Johnson has got it now for Hastings High. Tanner Johnson comes out here to Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt, a 54% shooter from three-point range. He'll drive the ball inside and now give the ball away to a Sam Reimer near sideline. Karloff moves the ball on the paint. Foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Kearney. This is going to be their first foul of the ball game. It occurs at the 3:54 mark of this first quarter. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Hugh. It's going to be on Peyton Pocock. That's going to be his first. Pocock's first foul. So Hastings will play things in right in front of the Kearney bench. Reimer goes down in the corner. That's Karloff with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. Willing in there is going to be Bilal. His pass to the right side is going to be intercepted. The fifth turnover on Hastings. A long pass down the floor. His shot's going to be blocked by Bilal at the other end. And he gets whistled for the personal foul. Addison Bilal gets hit with his first personal foul here in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers. And we're going to go to the free throw line now at the 3:44 mark. It's 13-4. Kearney has got the lead. The shot from the line is going to be up there and in. So Ryan Kern comes into the ball game now for Hastings High. This is Dakota Schreiner at the free throw line. He hits his first free throw. He's an 88% foul shooter in the season. He is 16 out of 18 coming in here. Schreiner will have one more. His shot is up there. The shot is good right down through the hole. And Kearney has built an 11-point lead over Hastings High early in this ballgame. It's 15-4. Tigers with the ball. Morgan Karloff down the near sideline. Johnson has got it. Moves it down in the corner on the dribble. He's double-teamed to pass out here to Karloff. Out to Schmidt for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there on the baseline. Kern shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound is loose. Kern grabs the ball back here. Down to Johnson on the little block left side. Gives it out to Morgan Karloff. Two-handed pass. They get it to the elbow. A shot to Bilal. His shot no good. Tip try no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Kearney ball. Hastings 3-4 shots in the hole there and could not convert. The Tigers are down by 11 points here early in the basketball game. 15-4. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High tonight. Here comes Damian Austin with the ball now for Kearney. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Schreiner has got it. Now to Austin. Back to Schreiner. To Austin. Entry pass. They get it inside. Back out to Schreiner. Top of the key again. Damian Austin. The Schreiner on the wing. Back out to Austin. Dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. Leaves it down in the corner. Pocock for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. They're going Brian Arp as he was over the back of Addison Bilal of Hastings. Arp picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Bearcats here in this first quarter of play. Here comes Brady Johnson into the ball game now as Brian Arp will go out. Brady Johnson is 6'2" junior. He averages 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per ball game. Kearney with an 11-point lead over Hastings High, 15-4. Kearney picking up a win last week over Grand Island, an exciting one that went right down to the wire. Hastings High trailing here. They've got the ball back in their offensive zone. Dribbling the ball toward the goal. It's going to be Karloff. His shot is up there and in. Morgan Karloff just powers his way to the goal and gets the field goal. He's got 4 of the 6 points now for the Tigers. 15-6. Hastings High trailing by 9. Pocock has got the ball here on the right sideline. Out to Austin. Entry pass to get it back outside to Austin. Out of Pocock to the wing. Here's Damian Austin again. Comes across the top. That's Dakota Schreiner. Out to Austin. Entry pass. They kick it back down in the corner to the right side to Pocock. Here's Austin. He dribbles with the ball. Out to Pocock, deep in the corner on the right side. Brings it up high on the block to get it out to Dakota Schreiner. There's a pass back in the way, and the shot's going to be deflected there. That's Jake Waller who's into the ball game, I think, for Kearney. Coming back the other way is going to be Ryan Kern. Out to Johnson, deep in the left corner. Johnson, two-handed pass, comes out on top. That's going to be Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Vinny Schmidt throws the ball away. Here on the near sideline, turnover number 6 on Hastings High. Here comes Alex Panganiban into the ball game now. Also checking in. As Brian Burchell for Kearney. Brian Burschel comes into the ball game, a 5'11" senior. He is averaging 3.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. 15-6, Kearney exploding out of the gates here tonight over Hastings High. Burschel has got the ball as they work again around the Tiger zone defense here. There's a shot from the deep in the left corner. The shot's going to be up there. No good by Schreiner. And the rebound comes down here to a Burschel for a Kearney. His pass out on top goes to Austin. Now to Burschel again. Ryan dribbles the ball over here for the Kearney High Bearcats. There's a Dakota Schreiner with the ball to Burschel again. Hastings High just hunkered down into this zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Down there on the baseline, Brady Johnson. Entry pass. They get it inside. They take it back down in the corner to Austin. His three-pointer is put up there from the corner. It's going to be no good. An air ball, and the rebound comes down here to Hastings. Morgan Karloff runs her back the other way down the lane. A scoop shot, good, and he's fouled. Morgan Karloff takes the ball to the hole there for Hastings, and he is fouled in a play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Karloff now with 6 points in the ball game. Ryan Burschel picks up the personal foul for Kearney. That's going to be his first. Here comes Johnson back into the ball game. Tanner comes in. Addison Bielau checks out. Vinny Schmidt also coming to the sidelines. I have a couple of words with Lance Creech. Sam Reimer is going to come into the ball game to replace him. Karloff to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It hits the front iron, off of the back iron, and down through the hole. Morgan Karloff with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back within six. 15-9 is the score. Hastings has scored the past 5 points here in the ball game. There's Brian Burschel with the ball on the right side on the wings. Going to crank up a three-pointer. Shot good. He was just left alone out there. Brian Burschel makes him pay for it. He's a 22% three-point shooter. He nails his first one here tonight, 18-9. Back the other way, Karloff with three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kearney running back the other way. Stopping here at the elbow as they feed it down to the left baseline. Now inside, his shot's going to be taken there. No good by Brady Johnson. And the ball's going to be recovered by Alex Panganiban. Panganiban has got it for Hastings High Tigers into the forecourt to Karloff. Now to Panganiban. 24 seconds to play. Now we're going to have a foul called here on Damian Austin of Kearney. Austin picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 on the Bearcats. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be, looks like it's going to be Kearney playing things in here on the near sideline. So Kearney will play, no, Hastings is going to play things in here on the near sideline. The Tigers have the ball in their offensive zone. This is going to be Sam Reimer with the ball, hands it away out here. Ryan Kern just past the 10-second line. Kern works against the Damian Austin of Kearney. Hands it away out here to Sam Reimer. There's a pass. Going to be right behind Karloff, and the ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted, driving back the other way. A foul is going to be called. So Hastings turns the ball away here, and Pocock is going to go to the free throw line for Kearney with 4.1 seconds to play. Karloff picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hastings has turned the ball over 7 times here in the first quarter alone. Peyton Pocock to the free throw line. He's got 7 points already in the ball game. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. He'll have 2 shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Here comes David Erickson back into the ball game now for Kearney. Erickson comes in. Damian Austin checks out. Kearney, a 70% free throw shooting team, coming into the ball game tonight. Next one is up there. It is good by Peyton Pocock. He's got 9 points and it's 20-9. Hastings trailing. There's a shot from half court. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So, Kearney High dominates the Hastings High Tigers here in the first quarter. Hastings High is trailing by 11 points after one period. It is Kearney 20, Hastings High 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Reno Bar in downtown Hastings wants to let you know about their new happy hours, Monday through Saturday from 4 to 6. During happy hours, you can enjoy free pretzels, free popcorn, a 12-inch $6 pizza special with the toppings of your choice, $2 long necks, and $1 off all mixed drinks. And did you know that the Reno Bar also has an indoor golf simulator? Bring in your own golf clubs and enjoy playing golf for only $1 per hole. The Reno Bar, 2nd in Kansas in downtown Hastings. Come on in and enjoy happy hour with us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On a cold and snowy night, Hastings High has fallen behind the Kearney High Bearcats after one quarter, just 20-9. Peyton Pocock, he's already got 9 points in the ball game here for Kearney. Hastings has gotten 7 points from Morgan Karloff. Now the Hastings have some wood to chop here in quarter number two. They get the opening possession of the second quarter. 20-9 is the score. Here's Johnson with the ball for Hastings out here in three-point territory. Moves it over in the wing on the left side. That's Morgan Karloff. The ball knocked loose. Karloff picks her back up. Karloff looking to penetrate. Jump pass goes over to Schmidt. Back out between the rings to Sam Reimer. Reimer dribbling on the ball out there. Moves it on the wing. There's a bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Bilal. Back outside to Schmidt for three. Got his shot is good. Benny Schmidt hits the three-pointer there for Hastings High. The pulls the Tigers within 8 points now at 20-12 as Vinny Schmidt knocks down his first three-pointer of the ball game here tonight. Here's Kearney back with the ball. David Erickson back into the lineup. Now to Dakota Schreiner on the wing. Schreiner hands it back to Damian Austin. Hastings has been hunkered down in this zone defense all night long tonight. Here's Pocock with the ball to Austin. Entry pass inside to Erickson. Back outside. A three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Schreiner. Offensive rebound. They try to get it back to Schreiner. It's deflected off of his hands. Picked up by Schmidt. The foul is called. Kearney doing a good job on the offensive glass so far here in this ball game. And now Dakota Schreiner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number five on the Bearcats. Hastings with three fouls in the first half. 6:55 to play in the second quarter. Kearney has got the lead 20-12 over Hastings High tonight. Kearney 6-11 on the season in Class A. Hastings 6-9 in Class B here this year. Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Comes over here on the left side. Dribbling with it is going to be Johnson. Takes it down to the short left baseline. A shot from 5 feet away. No good. Rebound. Bilal. Follow shot is up there. No good, but he's hacked in the arm. And Bilal will go to the free throw line now for the Hastings High Tigers. The foul is going to go on Dakota Schreiner. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number six on the Bearcats. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Addison Bilal. He's a 52% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Addison Bilal, now 17 out of 33 from the free throw line. He's averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Hastings is a team hitting 71% of their foul shots. Next one is up there and in. The Tigers are now trailing by 7 points at 20-13. So here comes the Kearney High Bearcats back with the ball. Damian Austin lobs the ball into the paint. Erickson grabs it. His short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Gets his own rebound on the baseline. Erickson down to Schreiner to Austin. Wide open underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Nice pass by Austin. It goes down to Erickson, and David lays it in easily. That's his first field goal of the ballgame. 22-13. Bearcats have the lead as we approach 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Bilal on the high post right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Comes over to Karloff on the short left baseline. His shot no good, partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Kearney. Here come the Bearcats running back the other way. They've got a 22-13 lead. Dakota Schreiner with the ball for Kearney. Comes over here to a Pocock, now to Austin. Lobs it inside to Erickson. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Austin. Another offensive board out to Pocock for three. Shot good. Peyton Pocock nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 12 points, and Kearney back out to a 12-point lead. 25-13, Tigers with the ball. Morgan Karloff with the free throw line. His bounce pass deflected. Now we got a double dribble violation. It's called here on Karloff. That's the eighth turnover on Hastings. Ryan Kern comes into the ball game now for the Hastings High Tigers. Morgan Karloff will come to the bench. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Kearney won the girls' ball game earlier tonight over Hastings by a score of 55-39. Damian Austin with the ball as they work it back around over here to the right side. Dakota Schreiner. Cross-court pass goes to Austin. Down to Pocock for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Addison Bilal. He gets a pass to Vinny Schmidt. His passing could be intercepted, but standing on the sideline was Austin. So Hastings High turns it away, but Damian Austin was on the sideline when he catches the ball right in front of the scorer's table. They give it right back to Hastings. Into the ball game now for the Tigers will be Ben Clausen. Clausen comes in. Vinny Schmidt checks out. 25-13, the Tigers are down by 12 points. As we approach 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Tiger gym. Sam Reimer with the ball on the right sideline. Stomps on the wing. Comes out to Clausen. There's a pass over to Ryan Kern. Takes the ball with the elbow. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes to Brian Arp. For Kearney down the right sideline. Dakota Schreiner hustles into the offensive zone. Schreiner out to Austin. Ball high above his head. Gets into the free throw line. That's David Erickson with the ball. Down in the left corner. They get it down to Alex Harris. Check that. That's going to be Pocock with the ball. Down to Dakota Schreiner to Austin. Down to Pocock again to Schreiner. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to a Ben Clausen for Hastings. Clausen streaks up the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, stops at the free throw line, gives it away to Tanner Johnson, loses control of the ball. Now we got a foul called. Tanner Johnson goes down. Personal foul is going to be called here on Brian Arp. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven called on the Bearcats here in this ball game. Checking into the contest now. Austin Mischel is going to check into the contest as well for Kearney.
Also number 44, Brady Johnson.
Brady Johnson also checks in there for the Bearcats. Addison Bilal goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. He's got a one-and-one situation here. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 25-14, and now we've got a timeout. Hastings Tigers call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 25, Hastings 14.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, in the first ball game tonight, it was Kearney knocking off Hastings by the score of 55-39. Anna Graylish led the Tigers. She had 11 points in the ball game. Skylar Snyder, she had 18 for the Bearcats. So Kearney has now won seven games in a row. They are 13-5 on the season. Hastings High, they dropped to 7 wins and 9 losses. Again, Kearney knocks off Hastings in the girls game tonight by a score of 55-39. One of the few games being played here tonight across the state of Nebraska because of the weather situation. Kearney decided to travel here today. So we've got basketball action here at the Tiger Gym tonight. Addison Bilal goes to the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game thus far for the Tigers. Hastings down by 11, 25-14. Shot from the line is up there and in. Bilal nails a couple of free throws, and the Tigers are back to within 10 points at 25-15. Just by the 4.5-minute mark of quarter number three here tonight. Pocock has got the ball to Austin over to Dakota Schreiner on the wing. Out to Damian Austin. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up there. Erickson with the ball. David Erickson left open at the elbow. His shot is up there. It rattles out. No good. Offensive rebound is going to be lost there by Brady Johnson, and the ball is picked up by Hastings. The Tigers have the ball. Ryan Kern gets it over here to the near sideline to Johnson. Down to the offensive zone. Dribbling with the ball here is going to be Sam Breimer. He stops 35 feet away from the basket on the high post. After a bounce pass, Bilal has got the ball. Out to Reimer on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. The Tigers working with it. Clausen has got it. Back out between the circles to Ryan Kern. Two-handed pass comes over here to Johnson. Johnson dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now reverses the ball. The Sam Reimer out on top. Now to Ben Clausen. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Clausen taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings. He is fouled into play. He'll go to the free throw line now for a one-and-one situation. That's Dakota Schreiner picking up the personal foul. And check that. Peyton Pocock picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Pocock. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Kearney. Going to the free throw line for Hastings High will be Clausen. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Then Clausen nails the front end of the 1-1. That's his first point of the ball game. Clausen is a 79% foul shooter coming in here. He was 11 out of 14 from the stripe. 25-16, Kearney with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. That baby rattles home. So into the ball game now is going to be Brian Burschel for Kearney. He comes in, and Peyton Pocock will come to the bench. Kearney is 9 men deep already in the ball game with 3:33 to play. Here in quarter number two, Burschel has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side as the Tigers go back to a zone defense. Kearney will attack around the perimeter. There's an entry pass inside. That's going to be a Mischel with the ball, and his shot is up and in.
Austin
Mischel, I guess. They give me an incorrect pronunciation. Austin Mischel. Gets the field goal there for the Kearney High Bearcats. 27-17 is the score. Here's a Ben Clausen at the free throw line. Clausen comes out to Sam Reimer. Now down on the baseline. That's going to be Johnson with the ball. Down here on the baseline, Addison Bilal goes for a reverse layup and scores. Addison Bealow's now got 7 points in the ballgame, 27-19. Tigers within 8 points now. Here's Austin with the ball, not a Burschel. Burschel dribbling with the ball, goes over to the far sideline as they attack the zone defense of Hastings High. There's a shot from the near side. It's going to be by Austin. It's going to be no good. Barely draws iron. Rebound comes out of Mishu for the Kearney High Bearcats. Kearney keeps things alive on their offensive end. 2.5 to play here in the second quarter. Bush out with the ball. Dribbles down the lane. Mishu, there's a nice pass down on the baseline. Brady Johnson goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Hastings. Coming back the other way. Ben Clausen has got it down the near sideline. Contact there. No foul called. Clausen gets it in the hands of Morgan Karloff. Now to Clausen. Clausen dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it over to Reimer. Bounce pass goes inside. Bealow has got it. Now out to Reimer. Shot for three is no good, but he's hacked on the arm and a foul called. We're going to have three shots coming up here as the personal is going to be whistled on Damian Austin of Kearney. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sam Reimer. Reimer is a 50% foul shooter on the season. He will have three shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting out here beyond the arc. 27-19. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. Sam Reimer will get two more shots here. The Tigers are back to within 7 points. It's Kearney 27, Hastings 20. 2:04 to play in quarter number two tonight from the jungle up here at Hastings High. Next shot is up there. That one's going to be short. We'll have one more. Here comes Vinny Schmidt back into the ball game now for Hastings. Ben Clausen will come to the bench. 27-20. Kearney has got the lead over the Tigers here tonight in boys high school basketball. And here comes the next shot from Sam Reimer. It's in the air. That shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. But a rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson has got the ball, keeps it alive. Out to Korolov, top of the key, a three-pointer, put up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Kearney High Bearcats. So Hastings High had a chance to even pull closer here in the second quarter. Burschel has got the ball. Burschel on the wing on the right side, left open, three-pointer, put up there and in. You got to get out there and in his face. That's his second three-pointer he's throwing up there tonight. He's got 6 points. And just like that, Kearney is back out to a 10-point lead. It's 30-20. Bearcats have the advantage. Vinny Schmidt coming back for Hastings High. Bounce pass goes down to Johnson. Brings it up high on the block. Lobs it inside. Bealow grabs the ball. A shot off the window is up and in. Addison Bealow scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now Kearney 30, Hastings 22. A buck 20 left here in the second quarter from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Mishu with the ball. Drives it into the lane. We got a foul called. Austin Mishu just took it right to the hole there. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Tigers. That's going to be their fourth team foul here in the first half. This one is going to be whistled on Vinny Schmidt. That's going to be his first. So it's going to be Kearney playing things in. Baseline right side. Jake Waller is into the ball game. Will play things in. Comes way out on top between the circles now. That's Pocock with the ball, who's back into the ball game for the Bearcats. Peyton Pocock lobs it inside to Mishu. Mishu is open. Takes a shot from 10. Won't go. Offensive rebound loose. Brady picks it up. His shot is up there and in. And he's fouled into play. Brady Johnson scoring there for Kearney. Picks up the offensive board off of the hardwood here and puts it down through the hole off of the glass. The first field goal of the ball game for Brady Johnson is fouled into play here by Bealow. That's going to be Addison's second. So Brady Johnson in the free throw line to try to tack on one more. 10-point lead. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Johnson with a rebound for the Tigers. Now Hastings will bring the ball into the offensive zone. Dribbling with it is going to be a Vinny Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt out here in three-point territory behind the screen. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Sam Reimer holds it on the wing. Sam Reimer puts it on the floor. There's a pass to Johnson streaking down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner to Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points and the Tigers within seven. 32-25. Now with 32 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Tiger Gym. We'll see if Kearney elects to go for the final shot here. They probably will. Damian Austin has got the ball just across the 10-second line. Hastings High will stay in the zone defense. We're down to 18 seconds to play. Damian Austin just dribbling with the ball. Looks at the clock. Looks at the coaching staff, and now we're ready to move with 10 seconds to play. Austin moves it on the wing to the top of the key. That's Jake Waller with the ball. The Pocock now right side to Waller for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound. Schmidt grabs it. His shot from backcourt is going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the Hastings High Tigers have battled back. They've got themselves a ball game on their hands tonight. We're at halftime. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. It's the Bearcats 32, the Tigers 25. You're listening to boys high school basketball action on the Breeze.
Get more than you expect at Furniture. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
It's great that we have a hospital like this in the community because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient, and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug, and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community, and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important, and it's helped to raise funds for the cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family, because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Hastings trailing the Kearney High Bearcats here at the break. The score is 32-25. Welcome into the halftime show brought to you by Allen's Superstore. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, a wine cellar. Don't beat any competitors' ads, and they offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every week. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High here at the break. The score is 32-25. Bearcats scored the first 4 points in the basketball game, raced out to a 13-4 lead. With 3 minutes and 45 seconds gone in the first quarter, Hastings High trailed at the end of one by a score of 20-9. But the Tigers in the second quarter outscored Kearney a margin of 16-12. And right now, Hastings is trailing 32-25 at halftime here tonight. Morgan Karloff is leading the way. And Addison Bielau for Hastings. Bielau's got 9 points. Morgan Karloff has got 7. Peyton Pocock is knocked down 12 points here in the first 16 minutes of playing time here at the Tiger Gym. And Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High. The score is 32-25. Earlier tonight in girls' play, it was Kearney knocking off Hastings by a score of 55-39. Kearney led this baby from this opening tap. They got into a 14-7 first quarter lead. It was 28-16 at halftime, 44-31 after three quarters. Hastings High did break through the double-digit deficit late in the third quarter, trailed 40-31 with about 35 seconds to go, but Kearney had the lead after three quarters, 44-31, and Kearney goes on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 55-39. Hastings now 7-9 in the season. They'll get ready for Omaha Scott Catholic coming up on Saturday nights. Anna Graylish led the way for Hastings High tonight. She had 5 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She scores 11 points. Jamie Johnson hit 3 three-pointers and finished with 9 points. Leading the way for Kearney tonight was a Skylar Snyder. She scores 18 points. Snyder had 6 field goals, and she was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Also in double figures tonight for the Kearney girls basketball team was Kelsey Stidham, and she scores 12 points. And also Claire Sickler, she had 11. So Kearney now 13-5 in the season. The Hastings High Tigers are 7-9. Here at halftime of the boys' ball game, Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 32-25. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here today on The Breeze. We'll come back and check the scoring in this first half right after this.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym. Again, at halftime, it's 32-25. Kearney with the lead over Hastings High here tonight. Checking the scoring in the first half for Hastings, Addison Belau is leading the way for the Tigers. He has got 3 2-point field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points. Morgan Karloff, he's got 3 field goals. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 7. Vinny Schmidt, he has got a couple of 3-pointers for 6 points. Also scoring in the first half was Ben Clausen. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Sam Reimer, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He had 1 point. Hastings 7 out of 10 from the charity stripe in the first half of play, and officially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Kearney was led tonight in the first half by Peyton Pocock. He has got 12 points here in the ball game. Pocock has nailed 2 3-point field goals. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Pocock has got 12 points here at halftime. The other scorer is Brian Burschel. He has got 2 3-pointers. He has got 6. Brian Arp, he has got 3 field goals. He's got 6 points here at the break. Brady Johnson, he's got a field goal for 2. He is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Austin Mishu, he has got a field goal for 2 points. Dakota Schreiner, he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. And David Erickson, he has hit a field goal in the first half. He's got 2 points. Connie is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and I have him with 1 turnover. In the basketball game thus far. So Kearney has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers here at the break. And boys basketball, the score is 32-25. Coming up tomorrow here on the Breeze, we've got men's college basketball for you. Nebraska playing at Michigan. Pre-game show will be at 4:30 with a tip-off at 5:30 here on the Breeze. Thursday night, we'll have girls high school basketball from Grand Island. As Hastings St. Cecilia will play Grand Island Central Catholic. Pre-game on Thursday will be at 7:15 with a tip-off at 7:30. Then Friday night, USHL hockey here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm playing at Waterloo. Pre-game show will be at 6:50 with a face-off at 7:05. And then we'll have more hockey for you on Saturday night as the Storm will continue their current road trip as they will play in Sioux City on Saturday. 7 o'clock for the face-off of that ball game with a pre-game show at 6:45. So plenty of basketball, plenty of hockey coming up this week here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You are listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, it was Kearney jumping out to a 20-9 first quarter lead. Kearney leading now 32-25 as the Tigers are getting set to begin this third quarter of play. Looks like Kearney is going to have the opening possession of the second half. So Kearney will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. Hastings trying to come back after Kearney got to a great start here tonight at the jungle at Hastings High. So Kearney will play things in on the far sideline. And the Bearcats have the ball. Here's Damian Austin, who's been held scoreless so far in this ball game against Hastings. Austin is our leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game. Here's a jump pass to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, getting his hands on it there for Hastings with Sam Reimer. Deflects that ball into the Bearcat bench down here to our left. Dakota Schreiner will inbound the ball for the Kearney High Bearcats. Gets it out here to Austin as he holds the ball. Hastings High stays in that zone. Here's Schreiner for three, shot good. Dakota Schreiner throws up a three. Nobody came out to pick him up out in three-point territory. 5 points in the ball game now for Dakota Schreiner. Is back to a 10-point lead here for the Bearcats, 35-25. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Austin as he comes back the other way. Drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Belau. He fights for the ball. Now he grabs it, and Belau has got it for Hastings. Addison Belau gets it away. Now that's going to be a Morgan Karloff. Hastings turns the ball away for the ninth time here in the ball game. Here's a Sam Reimer deep in the left corner. Sam Reimer comes out here. There's a pass to Vinny Schmidt on the wing on the left side. Kearney stays with a man-to-man defense. Schmidt comes out to Karloff, fakes the three, dribbles it down the lane to the goal. Is running one-hander, is up there, and is good, and he is fouled in the play. Karloff goes down under the hole, and he is fouled in the play. Karloff gets his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's got 9 points, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more. Hastings High within 8 points at 35-27. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Kearney. They had 24 on the board. He's not in the ball game. It's going to be 34. That's David Erickson. That's going to be his first. So David Erickson picks up the foul, the first team foul on the Bearcats here in the second half. Hastings down by 8. Shot from the free throw line up and in by Karloff. Karloff now with 10 points in the ball game. And Hastings High is trailing by a score of 35-28 now. There's a nice pass down low to David Erickson. His shot is up and in. Erickson gets the feed from Damian Austin. Erickson now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Austin is leading the team in assist right now with 5.1 per ball game. He gets one right there. An easy field goal by David Erickson. That gives Kearney a 9-point lead again, 37-28. Hastings on the ball. Sam Reimer down in the corner to Vinny Schmidt. Shot for three is up there and in. Vinny Schmidt nails his third three-pointer of the ball game from a different area code down in the left corner. And the Tigers within 6 points, 37-31. There's a lob pass inside. There's a shot taken by Arp that's going to be no good, but he is fouled before the shot. So Brian Arp is fouled before the shot here. So we'll have no free throws, and we'll have Kearney playing the ball in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Belau picks up his third personal foul. Belau is going to have to check out. Here comes Ryan Kern back in the ball game. So Hastings High is trailing Kearney 37-31, 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play now in the third quarter after Kearney jumped out to an early 20-9 lead in this ballgame. Hastings has done a great job getting back into the contest, still trailing by six. They lob the ball back inside to Arp. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Traveling violation. Brian Arp has whistled for the traveling violation. That's the second turnover on Kearney here in the ballgame. Now Hastings High has a chance to slice into the lead right here. 37-31. Hastings High down by six. Tigers have the ball as they race it back the other way. Vinny Schmidt with the ball guarded out there by Damian Austin of Kearney. Here's a foul away from all the action. That's going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go down to Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern trying to set a screen down the low block on the right side. Is whistled for the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Tigers. 37-31. Kearney has got the lead with 5:50 to play here in the third quarter. Damian Austin with the ball comes over here to Dakota Schreiner to Austin. A pass rockets down the lane and right off of the fingertips, but it's, Kearney ball. David Erickson watches that one go out of bounds, and now the official is going to talk down here. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. Really no one around for Hastings down there. The official underneath the basket points to Kearney's way, but the other one overrules him, and it's going to be a turnover on Kearney, their third of the ball game, and now Hastings with a chance to pull closer here in the second half, 37-31. Tigers down by six. Ryan Kern has got the ball. Races into the offensive zone. Comes out here to Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt near the 10-second line. Picked up by Damian Austin. Bounce pass on the wing. Morgan Karloff has got it. Johnson sets a screen. Karloff doesn't use it as he drives to the hole. His shot is good, but it won't count. Got a foul on the way in. It's going to go on Kearney. It's going to go on Peyton Pocock. That's going to be his third personal foul. Team foul number two on the Bearcats here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Kearney. It's going to be Brian Burschel. Burschel comes in and Pocock comes out. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Trailing by six. Here's Carlisle with the ball on the dribble. Moves it down to the baseline. Down to the free throw line to Johnson. Moves to his left. Fires up a shot. No good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Erickson. Erickson down to the near sideline. Brian Burschel has got the ball inside. They get it to Arp down on the baseline. Returns the pass back inside. A shot is up and in. That's a Brian Burschel scoring there. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Good ball movement there by the Kearney High Bearcats. 39-31. Hastings down with an 8-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Vinny Schmidt gets it away to Morgan Karloff out here. Karloff penetrates down the left side of the lane to Schmidt in the corner. Back outside. That's Kern with the ball. Dribble penetration. Back outside to Reimer. Down to Karloff here on the near sideline. To Vinny Schmidt. To Reimer back down in the corner to Kern. Drives the baseline. Kern now with his back to the basket. There's a pass deflected. Comes to the near sideline. Out of bounds. The officials look at one another. They give the ball to Kearney. Turnover on the Tigers. That's their 10th of the ball game. The Kearney High will play things in. Right in front of the Tiger bench, but not before Kearney calls a timeout. Head coach Scott Steinbrook wants to call a timeout here for the Bearcats. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. Kearney 39, Hastings 31.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, also online at KOIQFM.com. 39-31, Hastings down by 8 points. Kearney has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Dakota Schreiner, dribble penetration. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Kern. That's turnover number four here on the Bearcats. Hastings comes back with the ball. Tigers have it. Here's Morgan Karloff. Karloff dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. His pass on the near side is intercepted. Intercepted by Damian Austin. He drives it, dishes. A shot is up there. No good. He's fouling the play. Schreiner is going to go to the free throw line here after the pass came to him from Damian Austin. And a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. So the Tigers turn it away for the 11th time here in the ballgame. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Karloff. That's going to be his second. Dakota Schreiner goes to the free throw line for Kearney. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Two out of two from the free throw line. Toes the mark. Shot is up there. Hits the front iron. Dances and goes down through the hole. To go to Schreiner, we'll have one more. Schreiner, an 88% foul shooter in the season. Hastings now down by 9 points. It's 40-31 with 4:15 to play here in the third quarter. To go to Schreiner with one more. Next one is up there right through the hole. 41-31. So after Hastings got the lead to 6 points, the Bearcats have come back with four straight. Make it a 10-point ball game again at 41-31. Bearcats got out to a 20-9 lead after the first quarter. Vinny Schmidt, here's another pass that's going to be intercepted. 12 turnovers on Hastings. The ball intercepted by Austin. There's a pass down low and a shot is up and in. David Erickson scores on the assist from Damian Austin. Erickson now with 6 points in the ball game. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Tigers being crushed by turnovers here in the second half. 12 turnovers on the Tigers in the ball game now. We get a timeout, 3:54 to play. In quarter number three, we'll take a break. Kearney 43, Hastings 31.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High trailing Kearney, 43-31. In the girls' ball game, it was Kearney beating Hastings tonight, 55-39. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic in Hastings. You can also visit them online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. We have some other scores, but most of the action tonight was postponed because of the weather situation throughout the central part of the state. This is one of the very few ball games that are going on here tonight. Kearney has got the ball, leading by the score of 43-31. Bearcats have it on the far sideline. There's a shot up and in. Brian Burschel. He hits a three ball from the deep right corner. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, and just like that, Kearney is out to a 15-point lead, 46-31. Bearcats trying to put the ball game away as they apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings High breaks it easily. Johnson has got the ball, dribbles down the right side of the lane. Out to Karloff, out to Schmidt for three. Shot good. Denny Schmidt, the freshman, knocks down his fourth three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 12 points. Hastings High back to within a dozen. 46-34, 3:15 to play here in quarter number three here tonight. There's Damian Austin, another nice pass down low. His shot is up and in. He wings that baby down there on the low block on the left side, and David Erickson just lays it in off of the glass. He's got 8 points. Austin may have not have scored so far in the ball game, but he's doing some damage with his passing. There's a shot by Johnson, no good. Austin grabs the rebound for Kearney, running back the other way. Austin's pass to Arp. He mishandles the ball, picks it back up. His shot no good. Shot battled for, and now we got a foul called. And they're pointing Hastings High's way. I think Brian Arp is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the case. Brian Arp picks up his third personal foul here for Kearney as he battles for that missed shot. Arp comes out, coming back into the ball game. It's going to be Austin Mishu as he comes back into the ball game for the Bearcats. 48-34. Hastings down by 14 points here in the third quarter on their home floor tonight. Here at the Tiger Gym, Morgan Karloff has got the ball here in backcourt. Karloff gets it to the far sideline. Ryan Kern has got it. Ryan Kern is double team. Here's a bounce pass to Vinny Schmidt, still in backcourt. Races into the offensive zone and moves his control of the ball. 13th turnover on the Hastings High Tigers. Schreiner at the other end. His shot is up and in. Dakota Schreiner driving for the hole and scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Now the Tigers find themselves down by 16, 50-34. Here's Johnson with the ball. Johnson trying to penetrate. He gets it in the offensive zone. Long pass down to Karloff on the baseline. Karloff back out here to Sam Reimer. The Kern down to Schmidt. The corner shot is up and in. Another three-pointer by Vinny Schmidt from the left corner. He's got 15 in the ball game. Austin going the other way. His shot no good as he drives it down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Damian Austin, Lance talked about it during the pregame show, probably one of the fastest guards that gets up the floor since he had prayed and toyed at Hastings College. Damian Austin doesn't waste any time. Draws a personal foul here as he goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That one is short. Austin's an 81% foul shooter. That's his first free throw of the night. The last foul went on the Ryan Kern, which is his second personal foul. Kern out of the ball game now. Addison Bilal comes back in. Hastings down by 13 points at 50-37. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Damian Austin. 51-37. Hastings down with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Tiger Gym. Again, the Tigers work with pressure in the backcourt. Driving for the hole. A shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. Johnson took the ball to the hole. He's going to be hit with an offensive charging foul as he runs over a defender, Tanner Johnson. It's hit with his first personal foul. Here comes Ben Clausen into the ball game now for Hastings High. Also coming back into the ball game for Kearney is going to be Brady Johnson. So Clausen is going to come in, checking out of the ball game now for the Tigers with Morgan Karloff. 51-37, a minute and 55 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter tonight here at the Tiger Gym, Damian Austin has got the ball, sends it to the far sideline, back to Austin. Hastings stays hunkered down in this zone defense. They've been content here tonight. Down on the right baseline, Kearney has got it back out of the wing. There's a shot up there and in, a three-pointer. So a three-pointer thrown up there by Kearney. That's a Dakota Schreiner who gets the three-pointer from the wing. Now we got a foul call at the other end. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brian Burschel. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Bearcats. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 54-37. Vinny Schmidt will trigger things in right in the lane. There's a shot's going to be blocked down. Sam Reimer's shot's blocked down, but Reimer picks up the ball at the top of the key. Sends it over here to Clausen. His shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped out. Clausen grabs the ball at the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane toward the goal. Double teamed to the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked and the foul is called. Ben Clausen, good job there for the Tigers staying after the ball. He draws the personal foul down here on the Kearney. It's going to go on Brady Johnson. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number five now on Kearney. Ben Clausen to the free throw line. He's got 2 points and a couple of free throws. This one is up there and in. Perfect for Ben Clausen. Clausen is 79% foul shooter coming in here. Here comes Alex Panganiban coming to the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Tanner Johnson. 54-38. Hastings down here in quarter number three. Here comes the next shot by Clausen. It's up there and in. So Ben Clausen nails a couple of free throws. All of his points have been from the line tonight. Hastings now down by 15 points. The Class A Kearney here tonight. Damian Austin has got the ball at the top of the key. Moves it over in the wing to Dakota Schreiner. To Austin. Dribbles it down the lane. There's a pass over here to Burschel. Back out to Dakota Schreiner. Now to Austin. Nice pass going for the basket. It's going to be Burschel. His shot is up and in. He's fouled into play. Brian Burschel scoring there for the Kearney High Bearcats. The bucket is going to count. He's now got 13 points in the ball game for the Bearcats. Bilal picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. Damian Austin, very impressive passing the basketball here for the Kearney Bearcats. He's got just 1 point, but I'll tell you what, he's made his presence known out there. Passing the ball, he's been on the bushel basket full of rebounds here for the Bearcats. Really making this offense click for Kearney in this ball game tonight. 56-39 is the score. Here comes David Erickson back into the ball game. Brady Johnson comes to the bench. 56-39. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. Burschel to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron and down through the hole. 14 points in the ball game now for Burschel. It's an 18-point lead for Kearney. Streaking back the other way. It's going to be Clausen all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play as Ben Clausen takes the ball coast to coast here for the Tigers. Clausen's first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 6 points in the contest. Now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Dakota Schreiner. That's going to be his third foul. So the team fouls are now even at six apiece. We're down to 52 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings trailing Kearney by a score of 57-41. As Ben Clausen hits his free throw, he's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Brady Johnson back into the ball game now for Kearney. And coming to the bench, looks like Austin Bishu is going to come to the bench now for the Bearcats. 57-42, a 15-point lead here. Kearney has got the ball. There's a pass nearly thrown out of bounds. Schreiner tries to chase it down, and he can't get there. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. Kearney turns the ball away for the fifth time here in the ball game. Here comes Mishu back into the ball game now. Brady Johnson will take a seat. Here comes Morgan Karloff into the ball game for Hastings High. Ryan Kern will come to the bench. 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. 57-42. Hastings High is trailing by 15 as the Tigers inbound the ball. It comes on the near sideline and it's out of bounds. Morgan Karloff trying to connect to it. Vinny Schmidt, they weren't on the same page as the Tigers turned the ball away as that pass was right into the Kearney bench. So a turnover on Hastings after 14th of the ball game. Panganiban back into the ball game now as Addison Bilal will come to the bench with four personal fouls. 57-42, a 15-point lead here for Kearney. Damian Austin has got the ball out here in 3 points here. So he'll just watch the clock tick down here. Hastings High just content with staying in this zone defense. Looks like the Tigers in a 3-2 zone now against Kearney High. And Kearney will go for the final shot as it is holding the ball just across the 10-second line here in the center of the floor. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Bearcats have a 15-point lead. Damian Austin just holding the ball. There's a pass up in the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ben Clausen as he drives it. He's going to have his pocket picked. Damian Austin has got the ball back as he drives it back the other way. Kicks it out here to Dakota Schreiner. Drives the ball. The hole is shot. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound is loose. Clausen has got the ball. 3 seconds and a shot from half court is good by Clausen, but it won't count. It was a foul call here with 1.6 seconds to play. Clausen just went ahead and threw up the shot and went down through the hole, but there was a foul called on Brian Burschel as they were bringing the ball back up the floor. Just for good old time's sakes there, Ben Clausen just throws up his shot after the foul was called. It was quite obvious, but that one went right down through the hole. But Clausen now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings High. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 1.6 seconds to go. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brady Johnson, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Kearney continues to lead. It's the Bearcats 57, Hastings High 42. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Kearney has got the lead. They've led this baby from the very start. Kearney led 20-9 after the first quarter. It was 32-25 at halftime, 57-42 now after three quarters of play, as the Tigers will to make a comeback here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High will have the opening possession here. Tigers in their white and orange uniforms here tonight with the ball. Vinny Schmidt will hand things away out here in three-point territory. Now Johnson is back into the ball game. Tanner sends it down in the corner. Vinny Schmidt has got the ball. Here's Karloff. Spins left side of the lane. Addison Bilau is back into the ball game. He'll play with four personal fouls. Johnson moves over here to the near sideline. Out on top. Reimer for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound is picked up here by Kearney. David Erickson with the ball down for the Kearney High Bearcats to Damian Austin. Austin hustles into the forecourt. Now to Schreiner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Kearney saves the ball from going out of bounds. That's a Schreiner with the ball. Back out to Damian Austin. The Schreiner here on the left side. Out to Austin. Top of the key. Sends it over to Pocock over there on the wing on the right side. Free throw line extended. Back out to Austin. Now to Pocock on the wing. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing in the contest by a score of 57-42. And now Kearney is going to try to pull the Tigers out of this zone defense that is standing with the ball out near the 10-second line. Now Hastings will match up man-on-man. Austin gets away. Nice dish down the lane. Grabbing the ball, shooting, and scoring is Brian Arp. They waited until Hastings went to the man-to-man, and Damian Austin just drove right around the Tiger defender and got the ball to Brian Arp, who lays it in easily. 59-42, back the other way. Karloff, his driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to David Erickson. Erickson, right-handed dribble down the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, bounce pass to Arp, his shot is up and in. Back-to-back field goals by Brian Arp. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and now Kearney has opened up a 19-point lead over Hastings. It is 61-42 with 6:18 to play. Morgan Karloff with the ball for the Tigers, sends it to the far sideline to Vinny Schmidt. He drives it down to the baseline, his shot is up there, does not draw iron. Rebound comes down to Brian Arp. Here come the Kearney High Bearcats back the other way. Austin, cross-court pass goes to Pocock, top of the key. Three-pointer is going to be missed there. No good by Dave Erickson, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Erickson misses a tray from the top of the circle. Sam Reimer has got the ball now for the Tigers. Reimer goes over to the far sideline. That's Karloff dribbling to the basket. His shot is up there, no good, but he's fouled in a play. And Karloff will go to the free throw line now for Hastings High. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Kearney. Brian Arp picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So it's 61-42. The Tigers have the deficit to make up here in this fourth quarter. Karloff to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Karloff now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing 61-43. Tigers are coming off of a loss over Beatrice. Kearney has won 2 games in a row after their big weekend last weekend. There's a shot that's up there. It's good by Morgan Karloff. So it's 61-44. Here comes Austin streaking back the other way for Kearney. Again, they bring the ball in the offensive zone. They'll see what the Tigers will do defensively. Hastings will stay man-to-man now. Here's a Dakota Schreiner with the ball. Schreiner out here in three-point territory. Gets away, dribbles down the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. Pocock for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball is rebounded here by Karloff. Morgan Karloff with the ball. Spins at the 10-second line. There's a pass to Tanner Johnson. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Austin picking up the personal foul for Carney. Damian Austin. It's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bearcats. Hastings will have some free throws here. Tanner Johnson will go to the line. Johnson is 78% foul shooter in the season. Tanner has not scored so far tonight for the Tigers. He's averaging 9.6 points per ball game. He has not scored tonight. He goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Johnson will have one more. He's a 78% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Brady Johnson back into the ball game now for Kearney. Coming to the bench is going to be Brian Arp. 61-44 is the score. Hastings High trailing here. Here comes the next shot by Tanner Johnson. That one is up there. It's going to be no good. So he misses a pair from the free throw line. David Erickson with a rebound for Kearney High. He flips it away now to Damian Austin. He races the ball back the other way. Austin goes over on the wing on the right side. Top of the key, David Erickson. Left side now. That's Dakota Schreiner with the ball as he holds it. Now to Austin, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. With the ball is going to be Brady Johnson. He puts up a shot in the wind. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. He comes rolling out here. Connie has got the ball. Erickson bobs it inside again. It's going to be over the head of Brady Johnson out of bounds. Now we're going to have a foul called. A pushing foul is going to be called here on Hastings High as they try to get the entry pass down on the baseline to Brady Johnson. The foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Reimer. That's going to be his second. So two fouls on Reimer. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. Ben Clausen comes into the ball game now for the Tigers, and Reimer will come to the bench. So we're going to have some free throws, and going to the line is going to be Damian Austin. So this one occurred way from the action here. As Austin will go to the line. His shot is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Did not hit a field goal, but he's made his presence known here tonight with his passing and his rebounding. Austin with 2 points in this ball game. It's 62-44. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is missed. No good. Rebound. Bilal of Hastings. Bilal down to Vinny Schmidt as they hustle back into the forecourt. Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Hands it away out here. Has Ben Clausen around the screen. Boots it to the right side. As his pass is going to be into the backcourt. That's going to be an over and back violation of the Tigers. So Clausen just throws the ball back out here in three-point territory. Nobody home. And Hastings High turns the ball away for the 15th time in the ball game. I bet Kearney with just 5. 62-44. The Bearcats out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Dakota Schreiner with the ball. Schreiner goes to Damian Austin. He puts it on the floor and dribbles against Vinny Schmidt on the high post. That goes to Brady Johnson. Back to Austin. His shot is up there and in. Damian Austin gets the pass from Brady Johnson, who posted up there right side of the lane. Austin slides it to the basket and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Austin. He's now got 4 points, and now Kearney has built a 20-point lead over Hastings High. It is 64-44. As we approach the 4 minutes to play here in the contest, there's Karloff, short baseline jumper left side. Is going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And the rebound comes down to Brady Johnson. Johnson gets it away. Here come the Bearcats back the other way now as they walk it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over to Damian Austin. He drives it in the lane. Nice pass down low to Johnson, but he can't finish at the basket. It's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Nice pass by Damian Austin again. Here comes Burschel back into the ball game now for Kearney. And we're liable to see just about everybody dressed in black here tonight as the Bearcats have opened up a 20-point lead over the Hastings High Tigers. Kearney will play things in from underneath their own basket. They come out here to Pocock, who's in the ball game. Now to Austin, dribbling down the lane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. David Austin just took it from the top of the key and motored right down the paint and scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. The foul is going to go here on Vinny Schmidt. If he's seen sign, that's going to be his second. The Tigers' 8th team foul here in the second half of play. Austin goes back to the free throw line for Kearney. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and he buries that one. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Pangan Eben coming into the ball game now. Here comes Sam Reimer back in. Ryan Kern comes in now for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Johnson comes out. Also coming out is going to be Vinny Schmidt. And also coming to the bench for the Tigers, looks like Sam Reimer is going to check out. Or check out. Morgan Karloff is going to come to the bench. 67-44. Kearney blowing the Tigers out of their cages here tonight at the Tiger Gym. Ryan Kern has got the ball. They get it to Bilal back outside. Here's Alex Panganiban with it as he moves it down the right side of the lane. Out to Bilal. Top of the key. A shot by Clausen is up there for three. No good. Rebound is loose. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Connie had it on their in their hands there as Brady Johnson tried to get the pass away. And they threw it out of bounds. A turnover on Connie. They're sixth of the ball game. Hastings High will play things in. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the contest. The Tigers are trailing by 23 here in the contest. Hastings with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Panganiban takes off. He drives into the hole. His shot is up there and in. Alex Panganiban scoring there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. So Pango gets a shot to go down. The Tigers are down by 21, 67 to 46. Burschel with the ball out here in 3-point territory. He's fouled here as he is knocked down. He is tripped by Ben Clausen. Clausen picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number, team foul number 9 on the Tigers. So this will be a one-and-one situation as Brian Burschel will go to the line here. He's got 14 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. As he hits on the front end of the one-and-one. Trevor Leibbarger is into the ball game now for Kearney. Checking in for Hastings High will be Brandon Menke. So Leibbarger is in for Kearney. Menke is in for Hastings High. 3:05 to play here in the fourth quarter. Burschel's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he drains a couple of free throws. He's got 15 points in the ball game. Kearney is rolling past the Tigers here tonight, 69-46. Here's a Clausen with the ball inside the free throw circle. Is passed it, deflected away. Minky picks it back up on the far sideline. Minky puts it on the floor, dribbles, gets it to Ryan Kern. Kern out of the near sideline to Panganiban. Alex Panganiban spins at the elbow. Panganiban gets it out here to Bilal, top of the key. As they're working around the horn, Clausen has got the ball to the far sideline. That's Ryan Kern with it now, the Clausen. Bounce pass comes back out here. Top of the key, that's going to be Ryan Kern with the ball. Down here in the corner to Panganiban for three. His shot's going to be up there. It's no good. His ball is stuck up between the rim and the backboard. That's going to be a Kearney high ball. So Panganiban throws it up from the right corner. The ball gets stuck up there. Into the ball game now is going to be Chris Langan. So Langan into the ball game now for Kearney with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Kearney has got the lead 69-46. Over the Hastings High Tigers, Kearney is going to go to 7-11 after this one tonight. Hastings High going to drop to 6-10. Bearcats have led this baby from the opening tap here tonight. Kearney with the ball. There's a Mishu who's got it now. Back out here to Weibarger. As Kearney has got the second and third teamers out there. Driving for the hole is going to be Mishu, and he's going to be fouling the play. Mishu is going to go to the free throw line now as the Tigers are over the 10-foul limit here in half number two. Ryan Kern picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line is going to be Kearney. They'll shoot two shots here, and the first one is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. That's Austin Mishu. He's got 2 points in the ball game so far and a field goal. He's a 56% foul shooter coming in here. Austin Mishu will have one more. Shot is up there and good, so it's one out of two from the free throw line. And it's 70-46. Tigers are trailing here in the ball game. There's a Ryan Kern with the ball. Moves to the near sideline to Minky. Minky's pass out on top. There's a free throw line jumper by Clausen. His shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bilal, but a foul's going to be called. Bilal gets the offensive board, but a personal foul is going to be called on Chris Langan of Kearney. That's going to be his first. So Bilal goes to the free throw line for the Tigers. Bilal's got 9 points in the ball game thus far. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hastings trailing 70-46. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. 70-47. Kearney has got the lead. Here comes Alex Harris into the ball game now. Second shot is up there. It is good. So Bilal hits a couple of free throws, and it's 70-48. Kearney continues to lead here in this ball game. Alex Harris will bring the ball up now for the Bearcats. As Hastings High has gone to a man-to-man defense, there's a pass deflected away and is picked up here by the Tigers. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Kearney. Ryan Kern takes the ball down to Alex Panganiban. Pango brings it back out in 3-point territory on the dribble. Over to Ryan Kern. There's a jump pass to the near side to Minky. Sends it down low to Bilal, and his shot is up and in. Addison Bilal scoring there. He's got 13 points in the ball game as Hastings has cut the lead down to 20. 70-50 with 90 seconds to play here in this one. Alex Harris has got the ball now for Kearney. Harris comes over to Leibarger. Leibarger sends the ball inside, back out here. Three-point territory as Kearney works the ball. Left side, a shot is up there from three, no good. Offensive rebound by the Bearcats. They come out here in the three-point territory to Alex Harris. He dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane, double team. Now we got a whistle called here. A whistle is going to go here on the Hastings side. Another personal foul is going to be called on the Tigers. And this one is going to go on Ryan Kern. That's going to be his fourth. Jake Waller is going to go to the free throw line here for Kearney to shoot two. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. So Waller knocks down his first free throw. And that makes the score 71-50. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Ty Roseberry for Kearney. So everybody is seeing action here tonight for the Bearcats. The second shot is up there. It's going to be good by Waller as he nails a couple of free throws. Now 72-50 is the score. Tigers have the ball as they have under a minute to go here in this one. Minky has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass to Alex Panganiban. Panganiban now to Clausen. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Now Panganiban for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be way too strong. And the rebound comes down here to Waller. Waller has got it now to Alex Harris. Down the right sideline. Here come the Bearcats. A pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Ty Roseberry. And the ball is deflected out of bounds there by Bilal of Hastings. So it's going to be Kearney playing things in with 32.9 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. 72-50. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High on this snowy Tuesday. There's Alex Harris with the ball. Sends it right side of the lane to Roseberry. His shot is up there. It's going to be Roseberry's shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Panganiban. Back the other way to Kern. Hastings High back on the attack here. Down on the low block left side. The ball jarred loose. Kern picks it back up. Clausen. His shot for three is up there and in. Ben Clausen nails a three ball. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 72-53, and that's going to be all she wrote is Kearney's going to come into the offensive zone and just stand there. That's going to be the ball game, and Kearney High beats Hastings tonight in boys high school basketball here at the Tiger Gym by a score of 72-53. So Kearney leads this baby from start to finish. They go on to beat Hastings after leading 32-25 at halftime. Kearney is now 7-11 on the season. Hastings High drops to 6 wins and 10 losses. Again, the final score in the boys' ball game tonight, Kearney beats Hastings by the score of 72-53. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
We're the new Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Kearney High, they journey out on a snowy and cold night here. And they pick up a couple of wins over Hastings High in the girls' game again. It was 55-39 in favor of the Bearcats. Hastings High boys, they drop one here tonight to Kearney by the score of 72-53. So the Tigers are now 6 wins and 10 losses on the season as Hastings will get ready to face Crete next Tuesday night. That'll be a road game for Hastings High next Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Kearney High Bearcats, they improved to 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. They've got a ball game at home on Friday against Lincoln North Star. Then they'll play on the road at Columbus on the Saturday night. Kearney jumped down to a 4-0 lead here over Hastings High. Tigers got back within 2 points in the first quarter at 8-6. But Kearney then got in a roll and they led 20-9 at the end of the first quarter to play. Connie leading 32-23 after three quarters. Connie leading 57-42 after three. Hastings High really didn't ever amount of challenge. They got within 6 points early in the third quarter at 37-31, but that was a brief rescue, so to speak, as Connie immediately scored six straight points to go back out on top by 12 at 43-31. Bearcats leading 57-42 after three, and they go on to maul the Tigers here tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 72-53. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight on The Breeze. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and for years to come. You can call them at their Ord storefront location. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So Hastings High drops one here tonight to Kearney by a score of 72-53. We'll come back and check the scoring in this contest right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Eight great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with four-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Kearney knocks off Hastings High tonight, 72-53 in boys high school basketball. As we check the scoring in the ball game tonight for Hastings, the Tigers getting 15 points in the ball game from Vinny Schmidt, all coming on three-pointers tonight. 5 three-pointers, 15 points for Vinny Schmidt. He had 2 in the first half of play and then come back with 3 more in the second, so he leads the way with 15 points. Morgan Karloff, he had 12 tonight, 4 field goals. He was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Scoring 10 points was Ben Clausen off the bench, as he had a 3 and a 2, and he was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Addison Bilal, he had 13 points tonight. Bilal had 4 field goals, and he was 5 out of 5 from the line. The other scorers for Hastings, Alex Panganiban got in there late, hit a field goal for 2 points. Sam Reimer tonight held at just 1 point, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings 15 out of 20 from the charity stripe here tonight, and officially 15 turnovers in the basketball game. For Kearney High, they were led tonight by Brian Burschel as he comes up with 16 points in the ball game. He played a lot as the Bearcats got out to a big lead here over Hastings High. Burschel had 16 points, 6 in the first half and 10 more in the second half. 12 points tonight for Peyton Pocock. Pocock knocked down a couple of three-pointers, a two-pointer, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line. Dakota Schreiner ends up in double figures. He had 12 points. Brian Arp, he had 10 points. The other scorers tonight for Kearney, you had Damian Austin score 7. You had Jake Waller score 2. You had David Erickson score 8 points tonight. Austin Mishu had 3. Brady Johnson had 2. That wraps up the scoring for Kearney. They were 17 out of 21 from the free-throw line. They turned the ball over just 7 times against the Hastings High defense here tonight. So the Hastings High girls losing to Kearney in the first game, 55-39. Hastings High boys losing to the Bearcats by a score of 72-53. Tomorrow night here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5 college basketball, men's college basketball, as the Nebraska Cornhuskers will be on the road playing in Ann Arbor, Michigan against the Michigan Wolverines that are currently ranked number 10 in the country. Airtime will be at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon with a tip-off at 5:30. We'll have Nebraska and Michigan coming up tomorrow night here on The Breeze. That'll do it for The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. This is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.